You're listening to Vatican Radio.
21-year-old Yankuba Darboe from Gambia was one of the lovely young faces lighting up the Share the Journey press conference on Wednesday morning in the Vatican. His presence was not just symbolic. Yankuba is one of the migrants Caritas is inviting us to meet and to reach out to as he shares his journey, his talent and his hopes for the future in a concerted effort to help build a more just and more inclusive world. As Caritas Internationalis President Cardinal Luis Tagle pointed out, even a 1,000-mile journey begins by taking the first step. And for many, that first step could take place within the spaces of encounter created by the Caritas campaign, which aims to help people shift their perspective by really getting in touch with migrants. I asked Yankuba if he would share his journey with me.
I am Yankuba Dabo.
How long ago did you leave your country?
I left 3 years back.
Do you want to share your story with us briefly?
My journey starts in Gambia, where I was born and then brought up. Sometime in 2014, conditions were not favorable, so I decided to look for a better life. So I decided to travel. I traveled to Senegal, but it was nothing different. So I tried another country. It was Mauritania. From Mauritania, there, things began to change. But due to rumors, you know, when you are on the move, you heard that that place is better than, and that place you see people moving. This is how I move ahead until I get to Libya, where I would never want to leave for a day, an hour. So I have to try a best way to leave. So I could not go back to the desert.
Did you walk through the desert?
No, I traveled by car. But I spent so many days in the desert because there was a point that when the driver left us and then went away, he came back after 9 days. I was afraid of that journey.
How old are you?
I am 21.
So you were a minor?
Yeah, I was a minor then. So intending to leave Libya, I don't want to go through Sahara Desert because we see dead people. We see friends who passed away. Some passed away because of hunger. Some contracted diseases. There were no medicine, no place to go look for help. So I decided not to embark on that journey again. What helped me to decide is between slow and a fast death, I think of a sea. When someone will die in the water, it will not take too long. So I decided to take the Mediterranean Sea. Thank God that we made it. My group made it. And I'm so sad to say this because there are so many people, life lost, so many people who did not make it. And my prayers are always with them.
Now Caritas is asking us all to share your journey. How can that help change the perception of people?
It is something that, let's say, it is not going to be quite easy. It will be a very tough challenge in Italy because people have to change their mentality first before accepting this campaign. Talking bad about immigrants doesn't help. Doesn't help at all.
Tell me, what about your own hope? Do you hope to stay in Italy or do you have another destination in mind?
Yeah, I would say before getting to Italy, I never think of staying in Italy for 2 days. Because I heard rumors, people saying, yeah, you cannot live there, go to Germany, go to that place. But I was only looking for a safe place. When I get to Italy, I saw people protecting me from the boat. I said, wow, then you can live in Italy. If these people protect you in the boat, they will protect you on the shore. So when I get here, I try to take time to see if things will work. And I thank God that things are working.
What is your hope for your future? Pope Francis this morning said, no one should be robbed of their future.
Let's say I'm among the lucky ones because this year I was admitted in the university. I always wanted to pursue my studies. So I got it in Italy. I want to pursue my future. That during the journey, I never thought that it would come true. So I started realizing that though things are not easy, with determination, and hard work, I think we will make it.
I read on your biography that you have been able to complete your studies and that you are training to become a social worker as well. Am I correct?
Yeah, I will sit that exam this month.
Who helped you get through your studies and find a job?
Caritas. Yeah, Caritas is a light that will enlighten the entire world. If people try to cooperate, if people listen to their messages, yeah, we will move the world.
How important are Pope Francis's words when he speaks of the dignity of all men, women and children and of the dignity of migrants?
I would say the steps that Pope took and he is still taking, it has a profound effect on people's concept, even politics. Some politicians who are against the anti-migration politics take a lot from him. And most Christians who were not involved through Pope's words, they become try to come closer and give hands.
Do you feel supported by him?
I feel supported by Pope. I saw Pope's heart in his hands towards myself today. He hugged me. I said, wow, how comes? I thought of this for a while. How was it possible? Pope, and I'm not a Christian. Pope realized that. But Pope is in for humanity.
Yankuba Darboe there for the Caritas Internationalis Share the Journey campaign.